Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it has been some time since I have done a waifu video. However, the topic that I'm going to talk about is yet another perfect reason as to why a doll would make a great option moving forward. But before I get started, let us have a quick moment of silence for Hammerhand, as it would seem that he's been yeeted from the tube one more again, as he puts it. Okay, now this article was published on the 31st of August. Thinking about an open relationship, here's how to bring it up with your partner. Now, of course, I'm going to be doing some course corrections when I'm reading this, and I'm going to chop it down to size because it is a rather lengthy article. However, I'm going to give my unbridled opinion after this. Monogamy is dead. Let me go ahead and correct that. Monogamy for women is dead. And if you need any further proof in recent events, let's look at one Dell and Sonia Curry. The fact that this man was being cheated on by his wife, and yet his own children were scratched at. His own simp son, Steph, took his mother's side and pretty much said, "How dare you air out the family's dirty laundry?" That just simply goes to show that no one cares when a man is cheated on. However, if a man does exercise another option, he is still socially castigated. Yeah. See, men, we still have socially enforced monogamy placed onto us. Anyway, well, maybe for you it is. You're not alone, though. Plenty of people are in open relationships. Let me go ahead and correct that. Plenty of women are in one-directional open relationships, and their partners don't know about it. With even more broaching the subject with their partners every day. In fact, one study found that 1 in 5 people reported engaging in a form of consensual non-monogamy, an umbrella term for all kinds of non-monogamous relationships at some point in their life. If this sounds like it could be you, but you're struggling to talk to your partner about starting an open relationship, here's what you need to do and know, according to sex experts. First, do some self-reflecting. If you're interested in having an open relationship, that desire is coming from somewhere. Before you bring up the topic with your partner, do some self-reflection to find out where exactly it's coming from. Be mindful in your approach. For any big conversations with a partner, Morse said, Emily Morse, the person who wrote this trash fire of an article, you should remember the three T's of communication: timing, turf, and tone. You want to make sure that you're doing it at a good time when you really thought about what you want to say, she explained. Lay it all out there. Wow. What a thing to say. Though it's tempting to minimize what you want in this initial conversation, Dr. Powell said, you should be upfront with what you're thinking. See, that right there kills the cold conversation, because we know women, even if their life depended on it, will not be upfront and honest about what they really want. And gentlemen, as we all know, never listen to what a woman says. Always observe what she does. What tends to happen is that a lot of folks, particularly if they're in a long-term, monogamous, committed relationship, tend to approach this conversation trying to assuage a partner's fears as much as possible and ask for the smallest amount of change that they think will help them meet what they want or need. And it tends to lead to this stop-start bumper cars unfolding over time, they explained. Know that there will be multiple conversations. As wonderful as it would be to have everything sorted out in one conversation, opening up a relationship will take many. But don't worry, that is a good thing. It is really important for you to give yourself space for this to be a series of conversations about what things might be like, with plenty of pauses between conversations for folks to process their own feelings and do their own thinking, Dr. Powell said. Remember that things can change. When talking to your partner about having an open relationship, remember that you're not working toward one fixed target. As you open up your relationship, you will learn new things about yourself, your partner, and your relationship, and the things you want may change. Quote unquote, we're bad at telling what we want, particularly what we don't have a lot of experience in, Dr. Powell said. Okay, that is about enough of this article that I can stomach. Here's the real rub. Gentlemen, if you're with a woman and she brings up the topic of an open relationship, take that for what that truly is. She is admitting to you, without admitting to you, that she's being plowed by somebody else. Now, she's banking on the fact that your little head is going to make that decision and think off the jump, oh, well, open relationship, that means I can go out and get some new strange and not feel guilty about it. No. What she's doing is hoping that you're going to take that bait. That way you remove any possible guilt she might have for already stepping out. Once again, don't fall for that bait. But here's what you do. When she says, Oh, you know, honey, I've been thinking about an open relationship. Your next step, if you don't live together, show her the door and say, okay, you can have an open relationship all you want. However, you will not be having a relationship with me. Our relationship is over. Because think about it, gents. It already is over, but what she's trying to do is she's trying to secure the dual mating strategy. She wants you to keep providing for her while she's giving away her body free to the guy she really wants. Gentlemen, remove yourself from the equation. Now, it becomes increasingly more difficult if you're married, i.e., Will Smith. Yes, the rumor has always been that Will and Jada had an open relationship, which we all know is outright bull. Because let's go ahead and take that scenario. Reverse the genders. Will Smith was plowing one of Willow Smith's, young female friends. The world would want his head on a pike. See, talk about double standards. See, that's one that women thoroughly enjoy. I can be unfaithful to a man and still have the court of public opinion and the legal system still back me up. But yet, you still have women running around on TikTok talking about, oh my God, these men aren't approaching us anymore. What man in his right logical mind would take on a woman, especially during these times? Gentlemen, if you're with a woman, particularly right now, the best thing she can do for your life is leave it. I'm gonna say that one more again. In this time period, the best thing a woman can do for your life is leave it. Because things are about to get a whole lot worse. You don't need any dead weight. You don't. All these women out here are still thinking that they can go to the old playbook and get more and more men to come to the plantation to do things for them and get nothing in return. Oh, no. However, there's still far too many men who, no matter what information is presented to them, they will still take that gamble. They will still roll the dice. Gentlemen, it's time to let those guys go. And when whatever bad happens to them happens to them, at that point, you go ahead and cut him off. Hey, look, I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen, so I got nothing for you. No sympathy, gentlemen. No sympathy. But all in all, see, this is the prime time. If you've been thinking about a doll, just go ahead and take the plunge. Because one must truly ask, fellas, do you really want what's out there insofar as these modern women? Do you really want that? I mean, seriously, you can go to a restaurant and say, you know what? I hear you guys have great chicken breast. The restaurant will say, well, yes, we do have chicken breasts. However, we want to give you a hamburger. You can say, well, I don't want a hamburger. I want chicken breast. And the people will say, well, what do you have against hamburgers? And you'll say, well, that's not what I want. The sign over the restaurant says chicken breast. So I want chicken breast. Oh, no, sir. There is no chicken breast. We have hamburger. They will literally tell you what you should want, even though you know what you want. And then when you say you don't want that, they will try to shame you into accepting that. Gentlemen, leave the restaurant. It's up to you, but leave the restaurant. Leave the dating market. If you're a man who has any semblance of self-preservation and common sense, you already know the modern woman is just not worth the trouble. Only thing she's going to do is bring your life down, especially now that things are getting a lot more dicey. Oh, yeah. But with a doll, you can have as many dolls as you want. Shout out to J Doll King Hefner. And any other doll owner who has multiple dolls. Because see, that right there is the dream. Once you can logically say to yourself, I don't want children, or I've already had a child and I don't want any more, and I don't desire validation from a woman, boom, there you go. That becomes the perfect reason to say, you know what? I'll just go ahead and get a doll. I can make it to exactly what I want it to be, because let's be brutally honest about something. No woman is ever going to look better than a doll. And if you need any more evidence of that, look at TikTok and the makeup tutorials / before and after. Yeah, these women wish they could look like a doll. They do everything they can to, oh, let's think about the phrase, a woman dolling herself up. You know what? That'll be another video for another time. But yeah, thank TikTok for showing you guys just how deep the makeup deception truly is. So, I mean, at this point, just simply ask yourself, what do I truly desire? A real yet fake meatbag woman, or a fake yet truly real waifu? That's a question that only you can answer. Oh, well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And fellas, if the woman that you're still with proposes an open relationship, just go ahead and, like I said before, take that for what it is. An admission of infidelity, show her the door, and terminate the relationship right then. If you're married, of course, that's going to be tougher. But at that point, you need to go ahead and prepare for the incoming divorce. That's all I'm saying. But, ladies, understand this. The power will eventually go out. Feminism, your sexual revolution, and trying to constantly put men into positions to where we have absolutely no chance And after simply accept things that we don't want to accept, we'll go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, there will be a fateful event that happens to where you will try to come back to the table. But guess what? Men worth their salt will not be there. And the simps that remain, you will hate them for what they are. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.